Today in our first reading, we hear about the Israelites in the book of Numbers. They are impatient. They're frustrated with what's going on, and their patience wears out, and they begin to complain to Moses and about God and so forth. And we see this, the serpents come, and then they're asking, "Save us from the serpents! Help us from the serpents!" And so I think we can probably relate to that right now. Lord, what's going on? We've got all these problems. Where are you? Father Eli, fix this problem for us. I can't do it. You know. So I think at times we do get this experience of being frustrated, of having difficulties, and we just kind of feel worn out, and we're worn to a frazzle, and we say, what the heck? What am I supposed to do with this? How am I supposed to go forward from here? And so the Lord seems to be saying to us, trust in me, put your faith in me, know that I am with you. He invites Moses to put a bronze serpent on a pole and mount it, and when they look at the serpent, they will be healed. It's not a coincidence that these two readings are aligned. So Jesus is talking about his own life when he's raised up on the cross. So it's this image of Jesus being the one that we look at. When we look at Jesus, we're healed. And I guess through all of these challenges that we're facing right now, are we looking at Jesus? Are we looking to him for our salvation? Are we looking to him in our frustration? Are we in our impatience? Are we relating to him and saying, okay, I've got all these things that are going on and I can't control them, I can't overcome them, but I know that you are the Lord, so I'm going to look to you. So I think that's our invitation today, to look to the Lord, ask for that grace, just to hang in there. As the Israelites had to hang in there during those years in the desert, we're being called to hang in there right now with our lives as they are. So we pray for that grace to be with the Lord today in our needs.